From the studios of WNAA-FM-HD, welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WNAA-FM-HD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist. And as always, I keep bringing him back, y'all. I think I kind of like him.
Wow, man. Look, my name is Keith Funderburk. I'm Dr. Funderburk's husband. I'm her main man.
Uh-huh. Your baby daddy.
Yeah, that's right. But most importantly of all, I'm just your man. I am your man.
No,
Dr. Funderburk, you know, for those who don't know, I do give you a theme name for each week. And I want you to call me Gobbler.
The Gobbler.
Man, I've heard all kinds of names for different people. You know, that's been a hamburger somebody. That's been a guy with a costume and all kind of face masks, like, you know, like makeup on his face. But you know what? You can just call me the Gobbler.
The Gobbler. Okay, Gobbler.
Yeah, because see what's going to really happen, Dr. Funderburk?
Yeah.
Man, I hope I can gobble. Oh, man, what?
Is that a sound effect? Dr. Funderburk, I am trying to gobble everything in front of me
on Thursday, day and night. So, So by the time the big game comes on later that night, I don't know. I might see it. I might not, because I'm going to be gobbling. That gobbler voice was in the hood, Gobbler.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. See, when you in the hood, you can't, sometimes you can't even do anything else. You can just push my, just pinch my stomach. Man, I'll be done.
You can do that in the hood or wherever. It don't matter. Especially on this day. It's the day that we give thanks for whatever you perceive to be grateful for. But, you know, when we get into these holiday seasons, it's not always, it doesn't always feel great for folks, because there are definitely folks who, you know, may not have anybody to celebrate with. They may not feel like life is worth celebrating at this point. They, you know, may just have whatever going on. So, you know, and the holiday time can actually, when we think about, because sometimes people will call it holiday blues. The holiday time can actually last from, it starts kind of that, you know, end of October, that Halloweenish time, through not just the November, December holidays, but really through, it could go through like February. Because, you know, you've got the new year, you've got Valentine's Day. And so sometimes, you know, people are not feeling good all the way through that, along with the change in light. You know, it gets dark so early. And then even after the winter solstice, when, you know, we're supposed to start having longer days again, which is in December, it still feels like it takes a long time to get this daylight back, right?
Wow. So really, it's not uncommon for us as humans or just individuals that during this time of year,
you do kind of feel kind of blue-like, you know, because like for me,
for example, for me, I lost my mom last year.
You know, that was August,
in the August time frame of 2024. And so, you know, mom hasn't been gone that long.
You know, and we normally celebrate it on Thanksgiving Day. And this year,
ironically, her birthday is on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And so, you know, as I come up and as we, you know, as I'm planning, you know, there's only a few more days left before the big Thanksgiving holiday,
you know, it's I'm trying to make sure, Dr. Funderburk, that I don't get into a funk, but I really do honor my mom, especially on Thanksgiving, because that was a lot of times we celebrated her birthday on Thanksgiving.
Well, she thought her birthday was Thanksgiving, right? I mean, if it wasn't on Thanksgiving that day, she was like, y'all supposed to be celebrating me anyway.
My mom, man, she was hilarious. She would look at, you know, and we have a really big family. And so anytime we got together for Thanksgiving, I don't care where we were or what we were doing, she had to make sure she had a big old holiday card or a birthday card. And she also had to make sure, even if she brought her own balloons and her own cake.
That's right.
That's right. So Linda Funderburk.
You don't celebrate me.
That's right. So, Mama, I am recognizing you as the day that we're celebrating, of course, this upcoming holiday. But again, so Dr. Funderburk, what is it about the holiday? And you mentioned something about the winter solstice, even to the point of changing of the light. You know, this time of year, we're getting less light. You know, does that impact how we feel and what's going on?
Absolutely does, you know, because with it getting dark at what, 2 o'clock now?
That is, no, that kidding. Is.
But it does get dark, definitely, you know, in the 5 o'clock hour, it feels like, okay, we are losing light. We going down. And it starts to feel like, you know, well, I'm supposed to be at home, right? Or I'm supposed to be done. And you can be out at 6 o'clock or 6:37, and it feels like it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. So yeah, that light or not having as much light, it can shift how you feel about going out. It can shift how you feel just period, whether you're going out or not, just because we don't have that sunlight around to kind of help us into that joyful feeling. So especially if you combine that with not being able to have what you want and do the things that you want to do. This year has been a tough year for folks, starting at the very top of the year. You know, jobs were being cut, and some folks are having a tough time finding new employment. Or if they do have employment, they may be underemployed, meaning that they, you know, have experience and education and talents and skills far above where they're working currently. It can feel kind of rough. So these highs and lows can absolutely happen this year for a multitude of reasons.
Wow. You know, because so much has happened this past year. There's a lot of what's coming out of Washington. You know, some of those things that are impacting individuals. You know, we just found out, you know, that they were able to go ahead and get the government back open. But for some, you know, they weren't able to receive any of their SNAP benefits. And look, at the end of the day now, if you ain't got food on the table, you know, if you don't have that milk, you don't have that bread.
It's a hard day. It's a hard way to go. Yes.
You know, in the house. So, you know, when you think about, let me ask you this question here. Mm-hmm. Are there some specific signs that we should look for either in ourselves or other people?
Yeah, definitely. Because what's happening is we start leaning towards depression. And sometimes it actually is full-blown depression. Other times it's just, you know, I'm feeling blue. It's the blues, and not, you know, a full-blown diagnosis. So it doesn't really, at this point for this explanation right now, at least, it doesn't really matter if you're full-blown depressive disorder. It's just recognizing when you're going in that direction. You want to have awareness. So the things to be aware of, you'd be looking at changes in your sleep pattern. Either you're sleeping a whole lot or you're not able to sleep a whole lot, or sleep the way you normally would. Changes in your appetite. Again, it'll either go drastically up or come drastically down. Not engaging in those things that you would normally engage in. So, you know, if you used to really love going to the such and such event on certain nights, or hanging out with friends, doing lunch with friends, going to a certain practice, going to your club meetings, things like that. And now you're kind of like, you know, I can take it or leave it, or I'm going to leave it. I'm not going this week, or I haven't been in a month and I didn't even realize it. Those are some things to that start, you know, kind of gives you that, it starts to give you that implication that, hey, you might want to check on you, or you might want to check on this other person. When you start seeing those changes, that's where it could be, do I need to check on myself or check on my friend?
You know, I can think when you were talking about that, and by the way, you're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburgs. We've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburg. And yeah, we're talking about holiday blues and more. You know, I was thinking about my grandmother. Man, my grandma, she was like a master chef, but she was also, grandma was a party person. She liked having big events.
Quite you know, social. It was
very social, very social. I mean, this if my mom, my mother's mother, my grandmother, she's gone on, but yet in her prime, grandma would be like, all day cooking, you know, she'd have turkey and ham and chicken and then about maybe 10 different vegetables and a bunch of pies. And it was just, grandma was just trying to do it all.
Yeah.
But
and
the
she
real
did deal,
and she did. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we were concerned as a family, you know, how do we really help grandma manage the pressure of trying to do it all? You know, for some mm-hmm. people, they may be trying to pull up the holiday tree. They may be trying to, you know, just do so much. So, you know, is there some things that we can do to help? I might need to talk about helping myself, or yet, you know, a family member. Like, okay, look, these are some things you need to look at. You can't do it all. What do you think, Doc?
Yeah, you might need to look at some of that help for yourself, sir. Because didn't you just pop up last week and say, oh, yeah, we're going to host Thanksgiving? Didn't you do that to me?
See, fellas, when your wife puts you on blast, it's the holiday week. I am going to be cooking the turkey and the ham.
Oh, you're going to be cooking it. Okay, all
right. That's right. And so what I'm going to do is
you
when it comes time... And when it comes for the turkey and the ham, and when we passing it out, you ain't getting any right there. Boom. Right. What do you think about that, Dr. Funderburg? We want you to answer the mental health question. What do we do? When we got so much pressure. You know, we're trying to do it all. How do we deal with it?
So, you know, the reason I even brought that up about, you know, hosting Thanksgiving is the person who's hosting, or the family, the home who's hosting, they oftentimes have extra work to do. And, you know, you do want to offer your services to that person. And I'm not necessarily saying that for my benefit here. I'm saying it because, you know, sometimes that person who is doing everything, they feel like they have to do everything. And, you know, offer what you can. Sometimes the person who's doing everything enjoys doing everything. And so, you know, that's a different story. But offer help when you can offer the help. And sometimes just go ahead and take something on or take something off, I should say. Take something off of their plate if you can just go ahead and do that. And because sometimes when you ask a person, where do you need help? They don't always know how to answer that question. So, you know, if you can just throw some things in there sometimes, that may be helpful. But also when you start seeing some of those signs of frustration, when it's supposed to be a thankful time, a happy time, but you can tell that someone is not feeling festive, that's where you really want to say, hey, you know what? I want to help you. How can I help you? Even if it's just, you want me to sit in here with you while you're doing this, how can I help you? Or what can I go get for you? Or whatever seems appropriate in the moment, because there are times that you just kind of get in the rotation of doing what you're doing and you don't really realize that, yeah, I do need to ask for help. And you may not even know how to ask for help, I think, sometimes.
Well, look, so that is, so Dr. Funderburk, if you don't think you can make that banana pudding for me this year, just go ahead and ask your sister or your mama. Let them take on the banana pudding.
Okay.
I'll
let you know.
Okay. All right. But okay. That's right. So, you know what, and we're joking and we're laughing, we're having a good time today, but there is a certain segment of our listening audience, they might feel this overwhelming feeling of being lonely. Maybe they might be disconnected during the holiday season. And it may happen every year. You know, I had a person, you know, they experienced so much tragedy in this time of year that even though everybody around them is celebrating, for them, they are lonely because they've just experienced a lot of tragedy. What do you do if you are lonely? What can I do? Individually, what can I do?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, of course you want to attempt to try to reach out to folks as much as you can. Look into some of those meetup groups. Recognize that you can start your own traditions by, you know, you might say, you know what, every year this time, instead of being at home, instead of having a traditional turkey dinner, maybe I'm going to go to the Italian restaurant because they're likely not to be as busy, and have some spaghetti every year. Now, I just made that up. But what I'm saying is the traditions become traditions because somebody starts it, right? Can start kind of your own thing. And you may start a thing where, hey, you decide to go on vacation every Thanksgiving. And your vacation, you know, being that Thanksgiving in particular is an American holiday, you might say, I'm going somewhere that this is not a holiday for them because I don't necessarily want to be, you know, around folks who are having all of this family time if I feel like I don't connect well with my family or if I just don't even have family. Because there are folks out there who don't have family. And even though you might, you know, have those family terms like friends that are family or family, it still might feel like, yeah, but there's a difference. You know, I know if something were to happen, you would go to your family first versus keeping a date with me, so to speak. So, you know, that might be where you want to start some of your own traditions. Go on a vacation. You might decide to, and your vacation may end up being a staycation, and that's okay too. But the deal is you want to do something other than, you know, stay in the bed the whole time or stay in a frustrating place the whole time and not enjoy the time that you either have off from work or whatever the situation might be. This also might be a time, depending on who you are and what your job is, this might be the time where you say, I'll go ahead and pick up those extra hours so I can have that extra money that comes in for me because I know other folks don't want to work. I'll go ahead and do that during this time. Again, I know these are just ideas that are popping up in my head. It doesn't necessarily mean that it would work for every single person. Bottom line, what I'm saying is you get to choose right now when it's just you. You get to make some decisions. Oftentimes, folks will say that, you know, that the state of mind that we're in or the mood that we're in comes from the way we choose to think in the moment. Feelings come from thoughts. So if I want to change my feelings, if I want to change my mood, I have to change my thoughts. And sometimes I might have to insert a thought. You've heard of the power of suggestion. You know, the advertisers don't put the big fry on the side of the truck going down the highway just for no reason. They're trying to suggest, hey, pull off the side of the road and get some fries from us. So suggesting things works. And the next thing you know, you're pulling off to go get those fries. And then you probably get a couple of other things too, simply because they suggested it to you. So you can suggest things to yourself. Advertisers are great at what they do, and they tell us what to think. So you can take a page out of their book and tell yourself what to think. And during this time, you may have to tell yourself over and over and over what to think, and that's okay. Make sure you're not telling yourself what not to think. So other words, you know, you don't want to say, oh, well, just don't think about them or don't think about so-and-so. It's kind of like if I said to you, don't think about pink elephants right now. What just popped up into your head? Pink elephants, right?
Pink elephants, right.
So you want to tell yourself what to think. Okay, I can go here. I can do that. Maybe this will be the time that I really, you know what, I've been saying, oh my goodness, I need to do that deep condition in my natural curl pattern here. So the deep condition takes a little bit longer, takes a little more time, and I need to maybe just sit around with conditioner on my hair and watch the movies that are on TV. But bottom line, I'm saying you get to make some choices. So take that power of you and do that versus sitting and feeling as though you don't have power.
Wow. Dr. Funderburk is putting it down. Now, that thing she said about deep conditioning a minute ago, ain't what she was talking about. Because, you know, I got a short haircut. I'm like, deep conditioning? What are you talking about? You talking about going to the gym? Oh, but that's for the sisters that are natural, huh?
See, this is the problem I have. This is the problem right here.
All right, Dr. Funderburk, we got only just a couple more minutes left. You know, earlier today, you and I were talking about the power of self-talk, because self-talk can impact you medically. Okay, so Doc, I know that's a show all by itself, but before we go, what is self-talk and what is that all about as it relates to, you know, how it can impact maybe like my inflammation? It might be some other medical condition. Do you have something about self-talk?
I do. You know, so there was a study that came out from Harvard Medical School, and it was talking about how talking to yourself, they specifically were talking about medical outcomes because it was the medical school. So they were talking about how talking to your body can change your health faster than supplements. So when I saw that, I was like, what? Okay, let's do this a little bit more. And so Harvard Medical School was saying that, you know, their team, their particular team had volunteers to speak to their own bodies, saying things like you're safe or you're healing or you did well today. They're actually saying nice things to themselves. Because think about it, how often do we have some stinking thinking and then we have some really negative self-talk and we say bad things to ourselves? So they had these folks to say really nice things. And that later on, 2 weeks later, 2 weeks after this happened, there were some measurable drops in inflammation markers in their bodies. So they obviously tested the folks beforehand, and then they did these same tests after, and they saw a drop in inflammation markers. And, you know, if you've heard anything about inflammation in the body, you know that inflammation can be the cause of a lot of not so great stuff. But all these people did was say to their bodies, you're healing, you're doing well. And the scientists were saying, you know, it wasn't magic. They were testing the feedback loop is what they were doing. They were looking at, well, when our words start to reduce fear, then cortisol is going to fall. You know, that's that stress hormone. Your blood flow improves. Your immune cells can repair faster. So your body is actually listening to the tone of what you're saying before it listens to the actual data. And they had a particular patient who had chronic pain, and that patient said that for the first time, I told my body, thank you, instead of sorry. And it was like, whoa, her muscle tension. They said her muscle tension dropped by half. And since she was thankful, that gratitude had turned on her alarm system. And the doctor literally said, and this is a quote, she stopped fighting her body and it stops fighting back.
Wow.
I said, what? So what it's talking about is, you know what? You need to, there was a long time ago, you know, there's songs out there that talk about how, you know, we need to check what we're thinking. Check it before you wreck it. That's what I was really thinking. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, right?
Okay,
and
okay.
Our thinking is wrecking ourselves because these people's bodies, like their physical bodies, literally responded positively to the way they talked to themselves. So the opposite must also be true. Your bodies are responding to the negative ways that you talk to yourself. And the lead researcher ended with one sentence that just kind of was like the mic drop. And he said, your body hears everything your mind says.
Wow.
So when you think about it like that, it's like, bruh, sis, come on. We got to be thankful for what we got and tell your body thank you for that. Even if I know there's stuff going on in your bodies because, you know, that can happen, right? Especially as you get older and older, or just living on this earth, even just whatever the stresses are that you may have in your life. But when you make the conscious choice to talk positively to your body responds. And that has been evidenced scientifically by Harvard Medical School. So come at me. Say something.
Wow. Look, Dr. Funderburg, this is powerful. We're going to look back at this in the new year. Let's come back and let's have a show about this whole, the power of self-talk. Dr. Funderburg, we got to get out of here. We got to go. I got to go fix this ham and turkey. You got to go fix that banana pudding. We got to go.
Y'all, we are so glad you hang on with us every week. We really appreciate that. And we hope we're helping. We hope we're helping somebody out there. That's why we do this, y'all. So we appreciate when you come up to us out in public and say, hey, I love that show on this or that. And you can also give us show ideas, too. We'll take that as well. So make sure that if you have comments or questions, you are messaging us at WNAAFM@NCAT.edu. And if you want to join us next week, we'll be looking for you right here on How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburgs. Here, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Living with the Funderburgs. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA-FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA-FM-HD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA-FM-HD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Living with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.